Boom, boom, boom. It's your boy Enigma September, and you're now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. Here we focus on the latest in hip-hop news while delivering interviews with some of the best hip-hop talent around. Thank you for taking the time to vibe with your boy. I appreciate it. Yo, you can find live recordings of the podcast at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927 and twitch.tv/EnigmaSep9. Also, make sure to follow me on all social media at EnigmaSep9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSep on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSep. Yo, if you're interested in placement on the pod, make sure to contact me through my email at EnigmaSep@gmail.com. Yo, the podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network, and Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. Now, you can find more information about the organization at paxinc.org. Also, if you shop through Amazon, you can use the Amazon Smile Program to donate funds to the organization which support this podcast. Speaking of that, we also got other podcasts on the Freedom Train Network, including Lessons from the Screen with Patrick Irvine, On the Shoulder of Giants and the Fix Sports podcast with my man Joe Ward, Shelby's World with Queen Shelby and Queen Candace, and Freedom Train Radio podcast with my man Pat and Joe. Now, we got all of that out of the way. Let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. You got time, baby.
For the game, bitch, you know how it goes. I'm speaking Vietnamese, they can't take from it. Game running, I'm speaking like a zip, not a straight onion. I keep it laced and all the lames fronting. And if you make a chase, then ain't no way the bitch gon' never stray from it. Ha, the squares can't speak it, call it Vietnamese. I'm looking for a bitch to keep on her knees. If she a straight, I'm a dogger. I'ma take the place of a father. My brain like I came straight from Harvard, a scholar. Pussy looking gooder than the summer my bitch. But what she saying, I don't be believing none of that shit. Think I'm a dummy and I got here just bumping my shit. The best twat in her chest is popping, I'm pumping her shit. I'm on parole from the pussy police. Don't gotta believe that I'm pimping, but I could be a beast, my nigga. One for the money, two for the hoe, three for the game, bitch, you know how it goes. I'm speaking Vietnamese, they can't take from it. Game running, I'm speaking like a zip, not a straight onion. I keep it laced and all the lames fronting. And if you make a chase, then ain't no way the bitch gon' never stray from it. Huh, the squares can't speak it, call it Vietnamese. I'm looking for a bitch to keep on her knees, my nigga. One for the money, two for the hoes, three for the game, bitch, you know how it goes. I'm speaking Vietnamese, they can't take from it. I can show you the game, but I bet you make some mistakes from it. So pay attention, nigga, face front it. You got a pace, you got a taste of it. It's like you lace blunted. It's like a whole different world for a square nigga. The whole world is different than it appear, nigga. That's why they dug it from me, cause they ain't fucking with me. And every time they turn around, all of they bitches love me. You wanna keep it in context, let's keep it in context. The bomb sex, don't keep a non-vet. By non-vet, I mean a pro in the game, a hoe in the lane. A square thinks that dumping is appropriate, man. But nah, you could mow the like clay if you work her ins and outs every goddamn day, nigga. One for the money, two for the hoes, three for the game, bitch, you know how it goes. I'm speaking Vietnamese, they can't take from it. Game running, I'm speaking like a zip, not a straight onion. I keep it laced and all the lames fronting. And if you make a chase, then ain't no way the bitch gon' never stray from it. Ha, the squares can't speak it, call it Vietnamese. I'm looking for a bitch to keep on her knees, my nigga.
Ăn một tí thôi mà chồng, ăn một tí thôi mà chồng, ăn một tí, tí, tí thôi mà chồng.
Boom, 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 and we back. This is your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour episode is 174, live in the place to be. Y'all finna hear some reverb real quick.
Boom, 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 and we back.
There we go. Okay, so a man that finds a wife, finds a good thing. Play a partner in the paint, down at the pink. So that's about my baby Felicia. Matter of fact, quick endorsement. If you are in the Tallahassee area, make sure if you are looking for a private dining experience or any catering of a small gathering, maybe even a slightly large gathering, my baby can hold you down with the phenomenal dining cooking experience. You can hit up at that name on Facebook. So just search that name on Facebook. That's FE/nominal, FE for fee, in the end for Nicholson. She think I ain't catch that though. But yeah, man. So shout out to my wife for helping me out. Yo. We got a dope show today. We got my girl Egyptian Gypsy in the building. Just hit her up after the technical difficulties that we just had. But we're gonna be all right. Matter of fact, the song you just heard from man on Bravo with Vietnamese had to come in with that player energy because y'all see, because Gypsy talking big Gypsy as she called herself. Big Gypsy coming in with some big energy. So you know what I'm saying? I had to match it. I think on Bravo, if anybody gonna match big energy, and you that's my man on Bravo. So there you go. Man, shouts out to any and everybody who stuck with me again through the disruption. And also too, those who stuck with me last night as I went on some random live as if I'm Lupe or Royce the 5'9". It's not with your boy. I appreciate it. Man, speaking of Lupe, my man's just dropped an album, I think a couple of weeks ago. What's the name of John? What's up, Mo? Duck. Oh, the phenomenal cooking experience. My man's Lupe dropped the album. What is it? Trap Music in Zion. And man, yeah. It's kind of like, duh. You know Lupe gonna be dope. You know that. It's really not even an argument. But you kind of, I don't know. I know for me, I get kind of anxious when a rapper I like drops a new project. I'm like, yo, is this going to be the fall off? Is this going to be the time? But honestly, at the end of the day, if you like somebody, more likely you're going to like their music. I mean, throughout, you know what I'm saying? Except for them. What up, Duck? Of course, if you guys don't know, tomorrow, or Wednesday, rather, if you're listening to the audio, we have audio for this, thankfully. the Mo Mackie experience, Oplex experience, Set the Bar mix shows go down tomorrow, Wednesday, at 8 o'clock on YouTube. So you guys just look for Set the Bar mix show. And again, I said this last week, but you guys didn't hear it because the audio was jacked up. I cannot do an Oplex. DJ Bush can do it, but I can't. Freaking Californians and Detroitians. You guys sound alike. Anyway, so shouts out Duck Oplex doing their thing, man. They got my boy. Dennis Hobbs going to be over there. Dennis Hobbs, of course, of No Static Podcast. Shouts out to them boys. And while I'm shouting out other podcasts and shows, again, DJ Bush, 60-second showcase going down Thursday. And actually, my guest tonight, Egyptian Gypsy, will be a guest on that show Thursday. So you get a double dose, and I know Fee is rolling her eyes. So you get a double dose of Egyptian Gypsy if you're watching this broadcast and then tune in to my man DJ Bush with his 60-second showcase over his side. Don't get it twisted. The showcase isn't 60 seconds. Just the songs are 60 seconds. My man is a beast in that he stays on his mic for 2 hours plus. I don't love y'all like that. Honestly, though, I don't love y'all like that. So, shout out to DJ Bush for doing that. Maybe it's the snacks. Maybe it's the fresh t-shirts, which, of course, this t-shirt was a shirt I got just watching his show. Maybe it's the dope music. Maybe it's his mama Callie coming through in the comments. I don't know. But the man is a beast when it comes down to being on this mic and keeping things rolling. Like, I can't hang because I don't love y'all like that. Shout out to my cousin, Alicia. Just a little secret. I went and got a wife. The names that rhymes with hers. So Got Alicia and Felicia Nicholson. How you love them apples? I did that. No, I did do this though. I don't even know why I hit that button. I did do this. I promised my sister, this is randomness. I did promise my sister that I would marry a woman whose name ended with the letter A, because her name ends with the letter A. And amongst our, I guess, nuclear family, or used to be nuclear family. between our parents and me and my sister, she's the only one with an A name. Name that ends with the letter A. Starts with letter A too. My name ends with E-L, and my parents' names end with E-L. So I went and married a woman whose name ends with A. So, yeah. Gift that keeps on giving. Speaking of parental units, good God of Zion. Shout out to my pops and my stepmom. They just had their 29th anniversary. Let's give it up for Black Love. Let's give it up for Black Love. Yeah, man. 29. I got that right. Yeah. It's 2022. And they are, man, I'm proud of them. And speaking of stuff I've probably haven't put out in public, look up to them, man. Like, be together that long and to love each other that long, especially without any major disruptions, is amazing. I was just watching a clip, I think on TikTok. There's a page about like black couples, black love. I think it's like Black Love Inc. And I saw a clip of Fee's little role model. What's the girl name? Brown. Not Charmaine. What's the little wholesome black lady? Tabitha Brown. And she was on there with I don't mean goofy. Tabitha Brown, she was on there with her husband. And it was funny because they was like, yeah, we was on the verge of divorce. Like, only reason it didn't happen because we had the money. I guess they had moved to California and tried to figure things out. Man was like, yeah, I left for 2 days. Came back. Like, yeah, I guess we got to figure this thing out. But, yeah, I mean, as far as I know, my dad, Miss Diane, they've been on the straight and narrow. So, again, get big props to those two. Yeah, and everybody, man. Shout out to my stepsister, Nicole, her husband, Anthony. I don't know their anniversary. She probably like, I don't know yours either. You're like, yeah. I wouldn't be mad. But I love them nevertheless, man. And yeah, man, we happy married people around here. Black band gang, even though I ain't got my black band on right now. I ain't got my black band on because I don't have to go nowhere. Anyway, let's get into hip-hop news. I am running my mouth about nothing. I'm going to have nothing for my notes. I think I mentioned Eminem. Did I mention Eminem? Eminem. Eminem apparently is dropping a new greatest hits album. I think it's going to be called Closing Call, Curtain Call. Curtain Call 2. It's going to have the extremely slept on song that he has with Snoop Dogg, which they have a video for. That would be included on the album. And the horribly whack song that he has with CeeLo on the equally whack Elvis movie that I have not heard anyone talk about at all. It's Elvis. Elvis is like the Tupac for white people. I don't even write these jokes. They just come to me. Anyway, that was a really good joke. And I need Jon Stewart to holler at me. I can write some jokes for you. apparently. Anyway, yeah, so gonna have those two songs on there. So it's hit or miss. Pretty sure they're gonna have like Rap God and Not Afraid, the two Rihanna songs. So it should be pretty decent. Hopefully we got Berserk from the Marshall Mathers LP. That was whack. Hopefully no songs from Revival. I won't be surprised if you had that Beyonce song on there. But other than that, hopefully no songs from Revival. I'm pretty sure he'll have Copula Static, whatever that song was from. No one cares about that Elvis movie. No one at all. No one. I haven't heard anything about that movie. It'll be interesting how they handle the Priscilla situation. She was 14, but we was in Germany, so it was okay. Oh, I guess so, sir. Anyway, let me get through this, man. I don't already waste your time. Talk about some beef. Beef. Talk about some beef in the industry. So the main thing right now is there's some beef between Funkmaster Flex and Conway the Machine of the Griselda clique. Apparently, your boy Conway came on the scene. He had a little live. I guess he got a little spicy and decided to indicate that people like Funk Flex need to move out the way, old man. Get out of your own way. Dang, Fee was like, that's not my role model, but I do like her. I'm like, dang, Fee, I'm just making jokes, baby. Anyway, Conway was like, yo, man, these old dudes didn't move out of the way. I'm just saying, that's how he talk. These old dudes didn't move out of the way, man. Straight up, man, we tired of this. And I guess he named Funk Flex directly. So Funk Flex went on the Instagram at 55 years old and went on Instagram and called Conway out. Was like, yo, like everybody y'all came up under were like old people. And you ain't making no hippity hop music. You ain't making no, you know, trap dance music. So what you expect? You're not gonna be, you know, whoever, little baby. Man, but then Conway came right back around, was like, you right. We came up without you, bro. Without you, without your help. We don't need you. Move out the way. My take on it, honestly, I mean, I wouldn't burn no bridges, Conway, because y'all not, I don't know. Yeah, they in a good spot. They are where they should be at, but you know, they don't need to burn bridges if you don't got to, if you don't have to. However, on the flip side, he's correct, man. Like, yo, we get to a point where you got to move on. You know what I'm saying? Got to get new blood in. And I think when you just think about Funk Flex. I mean, Funk Flex been on the radio since I've been in middle school, bro. And I'm like, well in my 40s. Like, bro, this is a career? Like, radio DJ? Like a radio DJ? And not just a radio DJ. I mean, shouts out to radio. Clearly, I'm one. But but not only that, like, bro, you Funk Flex. Like, you haven't elevated. And I'm pretty sure Flex got all kind of he's always had deals with Lugs. And he's one of the first DJs to have, like, their mixtape become albums. Not saying that he isn't business suave, but it's like, okay, this one particular gig, like you couldn't pass this along to somebody and you'd be like the president of the radio station. Can't even own that radio station, own like a big share of that radio station. Like you stay on this because it's your front line, you know what I mean? So I kind of get Conway in that sense. It was just like, yo, the gatekeepers gotta learn how to groom the new generation, and then, you know, move on. You know what I'm saying? Take the background and become part of the council. You know what I'm saying? You got to be your knight the whole time, man. Become a king. Relax. Sit on the throne. Let them young boys do what they got to do. And then once you get too old, they're going to cut your throat. It is what it is. Anyway, speaking of beef, apparently Nicki and Kanye got beef. Word is, it's because Kanye dropped on, I guess, a new single from Cardi B. So at the Essence Festival, when when Nicki Minaj was getting ready to do Monster, probably the illest thing she ever done. She's done a lot of ill stuff, but Monster is it. Before she about to drop the song, she was like, uh-uh, we don't deal with clowns. Ooh. Anyway, and so, yeah, Kanye was like, okay, I'm going to unfollow you on Instagram. My boy, you are 44 years old. What kind of passive aggressive crap is that? You're just going to unfollow somebody on Instagram. That's your take? Just not following you on Instagram anymore. That's something North would do. What? I at least respect Flex enough to type out his issues. Kind of passive aggressive crap. Guys are weirdos. Anyway, I'm weirdos if you're talking about this. Speaking of beef, and then we're going to keep it moving. Want to give a big, big shout out. First of all, to Matt Hoffa on his podcast. The boy been doing it. Got to give props where props is due. Not only that, but yeah, a number of guests on the show, one in particular, Method Man. And doing Method Man's interview, which I think is his third time on there, like it's something special. He indicated that he had an issue with Destiny's Child, but the issue was his own. Like he was dealing with something, and in turn, he was being nasty to the girls. And this was back when they were girls. It's not even like full-grown Destiny's Child. It's like Farrah Fawcett had just left Destiny's Child. And so he apologized for being nasty to them at that time and owned up to the fact that he was going through stuff. So hopefully, you know, as we grow up and be mature, you know, that's what you expect from 50-year-old rappers, not typing out beefs on Instagram or unfollowing people. How about just saying you screwed up and being real with it? Can we get that, old rappers? You elder statesmen. Anywho, let me get into the next track. Hopefully this works. And then we're going to have our guest of the night on here. But before we get her on here, I'm going to throw this King Red, the Thor Rack on her. They're going to be right back. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time?
Bitch, that beat come in so hard and so nasty.
Throw a rack on her. Throw a rack on her. Throw a rack on her. Real flow, rack on her. Throw a rack on her. Throw a rack on her. Throw a rack on her. No, we throw a rack on her. 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 She going to make a rack. Shoot it out like old school T.I. Know I got some money, baby, do it for the bands. I ain't worried about your man, ho, do it for the cash. Park the foreign in the lot, why me hop out with a bag? I'll pull up on your block, why me hop out with a mask? Game plan, I don't care that these niggas mad. Tell them pussy niggas better get some cash when they broke out. Throw a rack on her, throw a rack on her, throw a rack on her. Real flow, rags in your beat. Throw a rack on her, throw a rack on her, throw a rack on her. No, we throw a rack.
Rack She gon' bust it for a bag, bust it for a bag. She gon' bust it for a bag, bust it for a bag. Tell her do it for them bands, do it for them bands. Tell her do it for them bands, do it for them bands. She gon' bust it for a bag, bust it for a bag. She gon' bust it for a bag, bust it for a bag. Tell her do it for them bands, do it for them bands. Tell her do it for them motherfucking bands.
Throw a rack on her, throw a rack on her, throw a rack on her.
Real floor niggas in
your beat. Throw a rack on her, throw a rack on her.
Boom, 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 and we back with your boy Enigma Sep Lumber. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. What you just heard, my man King Red with Throw a Rack. And King Red, if you listening, watching, bro, we need you back, boy. We need that energy. We need that energy, bro. We need that. We need that. We need that. Anyway, without further ado, first of all, let me drink some of. Drinks off of these thirsty Negroes out here. These thirsty Negroes, because I know they saw the thumbnail and they were curious and they wanted to see if she looked just like she did in person. So without further ado, we got Egyptian Gypsy in the building.
Hey.
What's going on, youngie? Doing all right?
I've been doing good.
Look at you, man. Look here. I'm gonna jump into it. And I want to say it was because of you. I didn't realize how close Memphis was to Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. It's right up the street.
Right. Like, literally, yeah. I can ride a bike over there.
Yeah, everybody from Memphis got family in Mississippi.
Man. So, yeah, hearing you, I just got so used to watching P Valley in the past week.
Nah, they ain't
not
P Valley. We ain't that country.
Oh no.
We ain't that country. Nah.
Like, how many people out of Memphis that came to play these parts, bro? Because basically. But nah, man. Shout out to that show. And I'm glad to have you on. Now actually, I guess to get to it, like, have you been following the show and do you think it does represent the SIP as much as you know, being from Memphis?
Probably, yeah, with the club. And, yeah, I think with this season with P-Valley, they doing a little too much for me.
Right.
But also, like, how the girls are and the competitiveness and how people are always trying to get over and come up. Yeah, that's Memphis for sure.
All right, for sure. That was kind of like watching the show, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, making that correlation between, you know, Mississippi and Memphis. And I was like, I wonder how much influence from Memphis or vice versa is reflected, you know what I'm saying, the show. Because I think the city that they have in the show it's not a real city. So, you know, so they can take license and whatever. But, yeah, so I just want to know off top, like, how you felt about it or whatever. Man, and speaking of Memphis, Memphis is on fire right now. Like, y'all doing a lot, bro. Like,
yeah.
I mean, from your boy, oh my god, boy, young guy. And those are the opposite. Money bad, yo. Yo Gotti, money bad, yo. Weird to me. Just weird to me. Pretty much dropping like the album of the year last year. Young Gotti just blowing up, you know what I'm saying? His click. And then of course, the latest news is Glorilla signing with Yo Gotti. So what's the temperature in the city like right now? You know what I mean?
I mean, in the summer period in Memphis, it's hot anyway. Like, I mean, right. Like hot, like folks robbing, stealing, jacking cars,
right.
Shooting up clubs, doing all this. So I don't really go out in the summertime. The fall of my season, I let everybody had his summer. But as for like Glorilla, I'm happy for her. You know, she's like part of one of the cliques of a lot of the younger girl rappers in Memphis. Like, they've been doing it for a minute. So for her to get signed, that's a good look for all of them. So shout out to her. Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah, man. It's just kind of made me think back, you know, when I was young and tender. Hey, you. trying to do my thing here in Tallahassee. And then, you know, seeing T-Pain get signed. And granted, this isn't necessarily close because that was like a one thing versus almost everybody's on fire in Memphis. And then Memphis already has its own music history anyway. But just the idea of kind of like, because the spotlight is on Memphis right now, like that's how I sort of had that feeling in Tallahassee when Payne got popped off. It was like, yo, eyes on us right now. It's kind of crazy. But yeah, so regardless, so you've been working, you've been grinding, you know what I'm saying? It's been a minute since you've been on the pod, but you've been definitely doing your thing. What has been the motivation, you know what I'm saying, as far as pushing on through this industry? Because it can get kind of crazy, even at, you know, local or regional level. So what's been your motivation to push through it?
I mean, my motivation is I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. This is like a gift God gave me. So I ain't gonna lie, your girl that took some hits, a lot of hits, but
right.
I dealt with it silently and I just refocused my energy and, you know, just keep going straight, you know, because sometimes what I'm learning is, even though you're doing what God gave you, your gift that God gave you, if you're not doing it with his blessing, you're gonna go through a lot of extra stuff you normally wouldn't have to do. So right. I think that first year God was showing me, God kind of let me do what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it. And then of course my consequences came with it.
Right.
You know, with Dolph getting assassinated, that just really just like hit my soul. Right. And it kind of made me go back to square one, you know? It made me really look at, okay, so what are we doing? Who are we doing this for? You know what I'm saying? And I've been focused ever since.
No doubt. And I can attest for that. I can attest just simply listening to the joints that you sent me. And I can tell there's a new focus. Even I won't even say a harder edge, but not in the sense of being like, you know, vulgar or trying to go over the top. I can just tell you more concentrated. I can tell you more focused.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing it with a purpose now. I'm doing it to get somewhere. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a point to prove anymore. Like, I know I'm dope. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm just doing me and attracting who's for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. Girl, not to be on your tit, but you more dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, you coming with it. You know what I'm saying? Last time you was on, but I was, like I said, I was listening to the music. I'm like, oh, like, I can tell your writing is more focused, is more metered. The flow is sharper. You know what I'm saying? You just see like more focus and it's just hitting harder. I'm just like, okay, yeah, she getting it. You know what I'm saying? This ain't, she ain't coming with no slow. She ain't coming with no slow. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. My wife making me watch P-Valley, so I'm going to be making all kind of references. Ain't no hell of slow was. What the hell they talking about? I'm down here in Florida. I don't know what they talking about. But you know, actually, going back to P-Valley, the dude that played Lil Murder, we got the same last name, so I may have to start faking the phone. That's my cousin, bro.
Right.
That's your cousin making them scenes? Nah, only when he rapping. I'm joking. But no, yeah, just I can tell you, you know what I'm saying, you're more focused and really trying to really going harder in it. And I know you mentioned Young Dolph and his passing. Like, again, I know it's almost, I guess, a gift and a curse, if you will. Because, like I said, the spotlight is on Memphis. But it almost seemed that it came at the sacrifice of Young Dolph.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. So, like, what's your feelings on that? Like, or is that, you know, yeah, like, what's your feelings on that?
Well, if you've been following my music journey, I was shooting my shot at Paper Route probably for a good 6 to 8 months before he passed away. I used to manage Foot Locker, so that's how I met Dolph. He was shopping in my store, and I actually got a chance to talk to him. I gave him my number, like, I let him listen to my music, and he gave me advice. He had just dropped R&B with Megan Thee Stallion, and I was like, hey, if I do a freestyle to this song, you're going to share it on your page. And he was like, look, just drop, and when you drop, keep dropping. You know what I'm saying? So That's what I did. And every time I dropped something, I added him. Like, I knew Dolph was watching me because, you know, I dropped something, he'll come in the store. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like I know without it being said. So when he got assassinated, it's like part of my dreams died with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to work with him because he was very vocal about doing it on his own, you know, not, you know, starting from zero. He built his own empire. That's what I'm doing for myself. So why not get next to the person who's already done what you're trying to do? You know what I'm saying? So he got assassinated. Like, that broke my heart. It broke my spirit. I was literally depressed for like 2 weeks. Like, I cried and I was in the bed for like 2 weeks straight. You go to my page, I'm rapping his song, Fuck Them Niggas, Fuck Them Bitches. You know, we finna get this money. Hey, that was me coming out of my depression from him passing, you know, and he was definitely sacrificed. But his sacrifice need to be for the better good. You know, Dolph was real big with the youth and helping the community and building Memphis. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't take anything away from him, take that. You know what I'm saying? Don't glamorize all this street stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, take that from what he was trying to do. He was really trying to build Memphis. You know what I'm saying? So with my position, that's what I'm going to do. Like, I already got my eye on certain little artists coming up. Like, that's my goal. I want to build Memphis, but I want to really focus on the female artists in the city.
No doubt. And of course, like we already mentioned, you know what I'm saying? That part is already popping off with the signing of Glorilla. And I'm pretty sure there are, like you already mentioned, there are a number of this artist period, but those who happen to be female that's really, really putting it in work. And with that being said, I want to go ahead and let these people know what you got cooking. Because it's dope and it's fire and you're coming off hard. So, now the first joint, what's the name of that joint?
Which one?
Not Rocks Off. What's the other
joint? Flip and Stack and Stash It. Now, that's actually the first song that I dropped to. That was a freestyle to Dolph Song R&B. So, That's why I pay so much homage to him, because he actually gave me a reason to drop. Even though I had most of my first, like, EP recorded, and I let him hear, like, 3 or 4 of those songs, by him challenging me and telling me, okay, go on, do the freestyle. And when you drop, keep dropping. That's what gave me the love fire. Like, let me go on, drop this, because he think I'm playing. You know what I'm saying? And so, it's hard for me to, like, not tell my story without bringing him up. You know what I'm saying? So, gotta start from the beginning. So that's why we pushing Flip and Stack and Stash this morning.
All right, no doubt. So we're going to hit y'all with that one, and then we're going to hit y'all with this Rocks Off, and then we'll be right back. So this is the Enigma Self Hour with Egyptian Gypsy, a.k.a. the Gypsy 901 in the building. So y'all pay attention. Let's go.
That shit to get when you with a boss bitch. That's let's go get this money, stack it up and make it flip. We can move whatever, you the plan, I'm the shit. Put us both together, bigger bands, bigger licks. Let's go get this money, stack it up and make it flip. Let's go pimp this hoe, why she looking at your wrist? I ain't stopping hoe till the whole clique reach. I ain't stopping hoe till the whole clique reach. Ass out, big bank cash out. Cash dog, thick bitch, come ice me out. Real bitch, fuck that boss bitch. Stupid coochie, make a nigga hoe bitch. I can't relate to no peasant hoe. I'm getting money, so we can't say no hoe. What you thought this was on stupid ass basic hoe? You chasing rich dick, I'm chasing paper hoe. What? Real Memphis bitch with a quick temper bitch. You call this drip drip me, something simple bitch. You gotta pop fast just to get attention bitch. I walk in, give him the eyes, this simple bitch. Shit ain't shit to get when you with a boss bitch. Let's go get this money, stack it up and make it flip. We can move whatever, you the plan, I'm the shit. Put us both together, bigger bands, bigger licks. Let's go get this money, stack it up and make it flip. Let's go pimp this hoe, why she looking at your wrist? I ain't stopping hoe till the whole clique reach. I ain't stopping hoe till the whole clique reach. Damn, I look good, might just bag this ass up. Make you risk it all, help me get this stash up. Only a boss nigga know how to treat a boss. But with a nigga charge, he don't care about the cost. I don't understand how a hoe pop fast. Just to be broke and rock a fucking Gucci bag. Ain't never been impressed with labels and glitz. Always been the type to take the paper route, call me what you want, but I ain't no broke hoe. Say what you can, but I ain't no petty bitch. Always been the type to get my own money, hoe. Me and my nigga rich off of some hustling shit. Shit ain't shit to get when you with a boss bitch. Let's go get this money, stack it up and make it flip. We can move whatever, you the plan, I'm a shit. Put us both together, bigger bands, bigger licks. Let's go get this money, stack it up and make it flip. Let's go pimp this hoe, why she looking at your wrist? I ain't stopping hoe till the whole clique reach. I ain't stopping hoe till the whole clique reach.
Flip it. Egyptian gypsy bitch. Gypsy, watch who you pursuing. Ain't no kissing me, what the fuck is you doing? I come tip plus feet, top shelf or it's ruined. If you want my attention, make sure you get a business. I be playing with your ass, don't write chicks you can't cash. You better pop your shit,
leave my ass with a tag.
Oh, I'm talking big shit, hop clean, hit the dash. Really trying to get to know me?
What's that on my pants?
I just came for this head, gonna put this cat in your mouth. Nice face, pretty lips, and you talk with a lisp. Hard for the money, you got tricks for the tips. Mannish but attractive, hey, being a boss. I always get what I want, no matter the cost. Keep these niggas going wild, they love a good chase. Just know what you're doing when this cat in your face. I get my rocks off, then I'm gone, nigga. I get my rocks off, then I'm good, nigga. I ain't worried about no money or no trips. I'm trying to see how good I get my pussy lit. I get my rocks off, then I'm gone, nigga. Get my rocks off, then I'm good, nigga.
True.
I ain't worried about no money or no trips. I'm trying to see how good I get my pussy lit. Please, nigga, I'm a queen, nigga. Impress me and get down on your knees, nigga.
Yeah.
What you thought I was hoochie? What's gonna drop off this coochie?
What?
Hey, you downtown getting rocks off like I'm moochie. So you want it, I'm with it. Hypnotized cause I'm pretty. Got some nice eyes, thick thighs, and some big tits. I'm a cocky, no biggie.
Ooh.
Hey, you dancing like Diddy. Pretty dark skin, have a nigga tricking the smith. Looking like a tussy roll, call that liquid gold. Fattest cat pick, screaming out, damn, the pussy goes. Take it how you resonate, you know how it go. If you want, then another wheel, all these niggas fold, ho. I get my rocks off, then I'm gone, nigga. I get my rocks off, then I'm good, nigga.
True.
I ain't worried about no money or no trips. I'm trying to see how good I get my pussy lit.
where the girls get naked.
You know, I always say, like, I feel like in my past life I was a stripper, so a lot of my music I make it for the dancers, because I feel like I did that back in the past life before.
Yo, like, for real?
Yeah,
you need to holler at what's the creator of P-Valley, Katori or whatever. You, like, straight up, you need to send that music to her, because I mean, I swear every song that they playing on there, like, your joint will fit right in that.
Right.
Straight up.
Right in there.
Straight up. Yo, shout out to my cuz Raven October. He said Egyptian freaky with it, but spitting bars. That's definitely a compliment. So shout out to him for speaking up. I be trying to tell him. I be like, yo, man, look here. It's people out here spitting. You like, man, the game whack. I'm like, yo. Holler at your boy. I know people that's out here spitting. But I told you I was listening. I'm like, yo, there's a new focus. You was good prior. You know what I'm saying? You was fire,
brand new. Flat. I mean, Flip and Stack and Stash was my first song, like, I really dropped to. But, like, this new project, like, Rocks Off is my single to my new project. Like,
right.
It's not the same. It's totally different.
Yo, I can tell. I don't know if anybody else can tell, but I can tell. So I'm super excited. So with the new project, A, do you have a title? And B, what can be expected from this project?
The title to the project is going to be Gypsy's Takeover.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just really just like you. I'm not just writing just to write. Like I said, I got a message now. You know what I'm saying? So every song, you're going to hear it and be like, dang. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I'm coming on every song. It's a mixture, but I don't really have a lot of singing songs on this tape. Like, I might be singing on the hook, but I'm not like the whole song is a singing song. I don't have any of those on this tape. But I'm pretty much just setting a tone for what's to come after this project, you know?
Right. Yeah. So when can we expect the project to draw? Is there a tentative date? And also, too, do you have anything set up to support the dropping of Egyptian's Takeover?
Right now, I'm just going to push Rocks Off, and I'm going to promote the songs on my first project. Because one thing I'm learning as an artist is you have to push your music. Like, you can drop, but if you're not pushing nothing, you just making music. So it's like, I haven't even done what I need to do for my first project, so I'm not going to drop my second project. Like, Rocks Off is my single to my second project, so I'm going to push that. And then just, you know, make sure I show love to all the songs I already put out.
No doubt.
First project. I got some hitters on there, so I need to
promote. Yeah. I know y'all hear it. She said music. Push my music. Yo, I love it, man. I don't know if did I talk about that on the last episode we did? I was like, my butt was about to move to Memphis. That was, what, 14 years ago? Child? I think I would have been here. Memphis would have ate me alive. but me and Fee, we I know we want to fall through up there sooner than later. Matter of fact, maybe I should hush my mouth, but I know we want to come that way for our anniversary. So probably not Memphis then, but I know sooner than later we want to come up there. Just because we both love music and we know what Memphis means to music in general, like the blues, R&B, all that other stuff. So, yeah, man. So don't be surprised if I'm like, yo, we in the building. We're in your hometown. Let's go get dinner or something. You know what I mean?
I'm not proud of that. So, I definitely look.
Be in the 901. Scrone. My boy Raven October said, facts, Egyptian pushed them songs. Which, yeah, I concur. Definitely push the songs and, get them shows out. We back outside now. So and also, too.
Well, we need to be inside right now.
Oh, well, you know what? You did make a good point. It's the summertime. People do be wilding. So,
and then see monkeypox, and this COVID still rising.
Yeah.
And folks are trifling. They know they sick, and they want to be outside. Now, you need to stay in the house.
Well, I know me. I'm in the house anyway. I'm working from home. So, that's why that's why I said in the beginning of the podcast, they don't have my wedding band on, but it ain't because I'm not being a good husband. It's like I ain't going nowhere. I don't need it on right now. my wife like, oh really? Nah, you can get these hands in the house.
I know that's as well.
So anyway. Before we get up out of here, man, if you can let the people know, I know I got some of the information down below, but if you can let the people know how they can get in contact with you so they can be prepared for this heat that you're about to drop this summer and this fall.
Okay, so you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok. It's TheGypsy901. It's DAGYPSY 901. And then in my bio on my Instagram, I got all the links to everything that I got going on this month. And pretty much on Instagram, you follow me, I follow you back. My Facebook is just a, push on Facebook. I don't really be on my artist page on Facebook. So follow me on Instagram and then I can be able to interact and get to know y'all. Cause it's important to me to get to know everybody too. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Follow and I follow back.
What you got on your shirt? What's that?
It says social sensitive. This is actually a romper. This is boutique, EgyptianGypsy.com.
Good. Yo. If
you want about this hair I got in my head or this romper, is on my site. So you ain't never got to worry. Anything that I put on is on my website.
Good God of Zion. Give a shout out to my daddy. Good God of Zion. Now, I was just about to ask you about the product you pushing, and I want you to give a shout out to that. So yeah, go do it again. Do it again, please, if you will. Let people know again I can get that product.
If you want to know anything from my hair down to my clothes to my project, is on my website, EgyptianGypsy.com. Right? I'm accepting features. So if you want a feature from me, you can actually purchase that on my website now. So we building a brand here, y'all. We building a brand.
No doubt. again, Raven October, like just to let it be known, Raven October is the reason why I even started really rapping. You know where I got my name from, to my partner in crime. So I'm really happy that he's like not just watching but leaving comments. So he said, I love cuz, gotta go Egyptian. I'ma look for you. My cuz know his math. Remember this from me. Continue to separate yourself from others with your music. Love your energy. Good God is on you. love my daddy. So yeah, basically what he's saying is, keep doing what you're doing to separate yourself from the pack. And it's gonna come to you, man. And of course, long live Young Dolph, King Dolph. And no doubt. Is there any last words you want to give to people before we break out?
No, I just thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate you and your platform. You were one of the first people to ever interview me, so I appreciate that. And we can grow together. That's all,
No doubt. Matter of fact, you're the first interview I had coming back and actually have a real show, because to the people out there, I apologize. She did this earlier. I apologize for the audio screw up on the first episode. So unfortunately, you can only get that episode on YouTube, and it's really spotty. So you can check it out if you like. But yeah, but this is the first like full episode back with a guest. So I'm happy that you decided to spend time with me. Also, if you're watching live, Egyptian Gypsy would be on the 62nd showcase, my man DJ Bush, on Thursday. So you guys make sure to check that out on YouTube. That's my brother. Matter of fact, he the reason why me and Egyptian even hooked up, because she was already on his joint, and that's how we linked up. So you guys make sure to check that out, as well as her other music. Next week, got a special guest. I told you guys I'm getting political with the deal, with the podcast. So I got an actually political guest next week, because we got elections coming up locally, statewide. Yeah, locally and statewide. So I'm trying to dip my toe in politics to see what's going on. So without further ado, man, we get up out of here. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.